praise fable of the morn. Practice what you preach in life, you might end up with results. All the trappings of a bustle and broken life, what you see is estimated. The intents are happening, but things are going well. But I'm tending to implode and not worry about my health. The intents are happening, but things are going well. And I'm tending to implode and it's the other way. The agony in it, the ecstasy below. Life. The agony in it, the end ecstasy alone. Life. It tends to happen when things are going well. I tend to be worried about my health. It tends to happen when things are going well. I tend to ignore it. It's the only way. The agony of it, and ecstasy alone. Life. The agony of it, and ecstasy alone.
Agony en Ecstasy van Lowlife. Een nieuw nummer van een in november te verschijnen, een nieuwe plaat genaamd From Squats to Lots. The Agony and the Ecstasy of Lowlife. Deze Australiërs hebben ook wel humor. Check zeker eens hun Bandcamp pagina en de funny side notes die ze uitgeschreven hebben over de do's en don'ts van hoe je de plaat moet beluisteren. Behoorlijk indrukwekkende gebruiksaanwijzing is dat. Er zijn spannendere bandnamen te bedenken dan JRCG, maar achter dit vierletterwoord schuilt Justin Gallego van Dream Decay en is onze interesse wel gewekt. De plaat verschijnt volgende maand bij Castle Face en er zijn enkele nummers uit, waaronder dit Rainbow. Hier is JRCG.
Port, een nieuw singeltje van Bedroom, verschenen als 7-inch bij Sonic Cathedral, een Britse band. En Britse bands geraken nog nauwelijks het kanaal over tegenwoordig, maar gelukkig maakt dit vijftal één uitzondering, als er nog naft is tenminste. Op 14 oktober komen ze naar de Muziekgieterij in Maastricht, hun enige optreden op het Europese continent. Het volgende duo kan jammer genoeg nooit meer live spelen. Buck Gooter, dat was het duo Terry Turtle en Billy Brett. En Terry die overleed vorig jaar aan kanker. Op zijn ziekbed maakten ze nog één plaat, Head in a Birdcage. Dit is Tusks van Buck Gooter.
Thank you.
een gelijknamige plaat van het legendarische Converge met Chelsea Wolf. In 2016 speelden ze de nummers van deze plaat slechts 4 keer in Europa, waaronder op het Roebourne Festival. Vanaf 19 november is dit album digitaal en op cd beschikbaar, maar als u een van de 9 verschillende vinylversies wilt draaien, moet je even geduld hebben. Die zijn pas beschikbaar vanaf 24 juni volgend jaar. Zo erg is het gesteld met de vinylmarkt. Modern Woman is een nieuw Brits kwartet rond zangeres-gitariste Sophie Harris. Hun debuut-EP Dogs Fighting in My Dream is een prikkelende kruising tussen folk, oude PJ Harvey en avant-garde. Hier is openingsnummer Offerings van Modern Woman.
Shape up of the snippets. Home went from this room, my lover is led. Have God on my side to keep and watch it. To wet his hair, send me a snip. Give me a hum from the lyre that vibrates from his lips.
Van Modern Woman. Heel wat zogenaamde supergroepen zijn niet meer dan slechte promostunt, maar sommige low-profile kruisbestuivingen leveren wel mooie resultaten op. Springtime is er zo eentje, een Australische coöperatie met leden van Tropical Fuckstorm, The Next en Dirty Tree. Hun titeloze debuut verschijnt begin november bij Joyful Noise en daaruit draaien we alvast het openingsnummer Will to Power. Veel plezier met sterplaten zometeen, ze hebben Schreeuw van de Velde en Blikwinkel te gast en wat ons betreft tot volgende week.
will to power, will to power. I see you smile, 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 and all will be reviled at the will to power, will to power, will to power, will to power, will to power.
Sterreplaten extra.
Weird music isn't weird anymore. It's just music that exists.
Goedenavond en welkom bij Sterrenplaten. Vandaag dus over het Kraakfestival editie 2025. Gabriella is onderweg, maar zit nog eventjes vast in zijn werken bezig in Leuven, in deze coté. Het is niet zo eenvoudig, maar ze komt eraan. Het is beloofd. We gaan beginnen met een groep die op het Kraakfestival gaat spelen. En ze moeten eigenlijk niet ver gaan, want het zijn twee Antwerpse gitaristen, Freek Vrijs en Jan Boudaar. Tezamen zijn ze de Vlaamse primitieven. Het zit ook al in de naam. Dus American Primitivism, akoestische gitaar. Van hun draaien we Beneveld in de Ochtendmist. Goedenavond. Thank you. benevend in de ochtendmist van de Vlaamse primitieven. En bij ons in de studio is Gabriella aangeschoven. Good evening, Gabriella.
Good evening, guys.
This is, I don't know how many times you've been on the show so far. I think maybe five or something
at
like that.
At least five.
Yeah, so this is the fourth studio we can welcome
What a record you guys have.
I guess it's not that easy to find a fixed spot. But at least this one is pretty nice.
I can say it's very nice.
We already played one song from an artist that is coming to Kraak Festival 2025, De Vlaamse Primitieve. The next one we're going to play is somebody from Spain, Carmen Lopez. And she plays Galician bagpipes, but she takes it more in a non-traditional direction, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, don't ask me anything about Galician bagpipes, because I don't know anything. I'm half Galician, so I feel like I should know, but I don't. I think she's actually a very kind of traditional musician. Like, if you look through all that she does, some of it is very Galician folklore-oriented, like almost, I don't know, like, what the word would be in like Flemish, but you know, just like very fanfare or like all people folk music. And I think with Quintela, she went for a more experimental approach with certain things that preoccupied her about like sound and tone, and just exploring that outside of like, let's say, her more sort of established career as a folk artist in Galicia.
Yeah, her album that you talked about, Quintela, came out last year on the label Warm Winters, and we're going to play a song off of that record, Epilogue Inflorescencia from Carmen Lopez.
Thank you.
Epilogue Influencencia van Carmen Lopez op haar album Quintela Warm Winters. Oh, I'm super confused with the switching between languages.
You're doing well.
Thank you. And now I'm going to introduce a new language in there, because the next artist we're going to talk about is a South Korean artist, Leo Chang. One of his more recent albums, Transference, on that album he plays a custom-made instrument. You could say it's called the vocal nori. What exactly is that? I saw some images and it looks weird as hell.
Yeah, it looks really cool too. It's strange. I honestly don't really understand exactly what is in each element, but it seems to be a connection or some system with Korean folk instruments. And he studied under Efrain Rosas, I think, like this Peruvian musician composer who worked on robotic instrumentation, and so inspired by that and the transducers used by Pauline Oliveros's expanded instrument system, he sent some answers, because I honestly, it's very mysterious. It sounds very mysterious. It looks very mysterious. I'm not sure he's going to bring or what he's going to bring. But it's, yeah, basically a system of amplified, roboticized Korean instruments that kind of apparently stem from his being homesick when he moved to the U.S. He's been living in the U.S. since he was 17, and he went there on his own. So apparently it's an effort to reconnect with his roots from all the way in the U.S.
Okay, that's very interesting. How did you get in touch with him, or how did you find
him? Oh, Leo found us. I mean, we were put in touch with him by his friend Lau. It's unclear if she's booking him or if she's a friend, or also very mysterious connection, but she just reached out to, I assume, various European places that she felt could connect with Leo's music. And I really, usually these are the kinds of emails that I mean, maybe I shouldn't say it, but it's hard to pay attention to all the emails of this kind that get to your inbox. And I did pay attention to this one, and it really struck me, and I thought there should be really a moment to present this to an audience here, because I don't think he gets to come here that much.
All right, let's give him a warm welcome when he comes over. This is off the album Transference, Habit, from Leo Chang. Leo Chang, Habit, from the album Transference, will be also performing at Kraak Festival 2025, and we're all very interested whether or not he's going to bring his custom-made performance system. Let's move on to a different country. We're going to Slovakia, and Slovakia, that always means the MAPA label, or at least for us, for our radio show. Mihaila Turcherova. I listened to the album, Alain It. My first impression was heavy focus on rhythm.
Yeah, it's really strange knowing that it's a saxophone, and there's just this very like thumpy physicality, which is, I guess, what she goes for. She was classically trained since she was a child, basically, and at some point just wanted more from the instrument. And she's been living in Copenhagen for, I think, 5 years now, and just being in that atmosphere of, I don't know, I guess, Copenhagen artists just really inspired her to go for a different sound. And I, for me personally, I don't think I've ever heard anything like this. Like, it's just really strange and really hypnotic, even if it's very stunted, and but it's still like so rhythmical, and it's so strange to know that it's a sax.
Yeah, we're both kind of struggling to explain exactly how it sounds. So I think the best thing we can do is play the song itself and let the listeners decide for themselves. In Flux E from Mihaila Turcherova.